Brighton Festival 2018.
I think we should go to Gilbert and George, actually.
Gilbert and George. Marvellous.
They met at St. Martin's College. It sounds like there's a song in there. In 1967, they went on to become enfant terrible of the British art world with their confrontational imagery, dealing with themes of gay sex, masculinity, racism and hypocrisy. A series of their works is on at Brighton Museum, starting with early videos of the pair as singing statues and moving through their large-scale, brightly coloured work from the 1980s into a more contemplative but still in-your-face 1990s era. I went to the museum to meet curator of fine art Jenny Lund to walk me through the exhibition.
Underneath the arches, I dream my dreams away.
We have 16 works on display, and we see works from 1969 until 1996. So quite a broad span of Gilbert and George's oeuvre, and from their early works where they are still establishing themselves as living sculpture and finding the iconic style of the grid structure that they end up using throughout their career. Through the 80s and the larger, more colourful and bold works, to the 90s where we see them nude for the first time in the New Democratic Picture Series.
We start off here with videos of Gilbert and George as their living sculptures. Their image has remained the same over the last 50 years or so, which is one of the things I kind of like about them. And I like the way they put themselves centre stage in their work. And that's very much the theme that's running through this exhibition.
Yeah, no, they describe their work as one big self-portrait in a way. And it is, but of course they're dealing with universal themes, using themselves as the starting point, but then raising issues around sexuality, identity, class. So much bigger issues that are relevant to all of us.
Now, Gilbert and George's pictures were exhibited in Belfast earlier this year, which drew, let us say, some protests from some of the clergy. Some of the pictures here actually are of that kind of quite challenging and sexual themes. What kind of response have you had from people visiting the gallery to come and see some of these images, which, you know, might actually to some people be quite shocking?
We've had debates about how do we warn people, because in a sense we don't want people to be prejudiced before walking into an exhibition. On the other hand, we're also aware that people showing up with families want to know what they are going to be exposed to. So outside the gallery we do have a statement about Gilbert and George's work, including nudity and sexually explicit imagery and that sort of things. I do think some people thought that maybe the exhibition should have been aged for 18 and over. But we are in Brighton, so I think the tolerance is going to be quite different than maybe Belfast, without being too prejudiced.
So we're starting off in the first room. We've got a lot of photographs from Gilbert and George's early period. Let's move through to the second room. There's a couple of video installations here. So we move on to, what kind of period are we looking at here? 1980s.
Yes.
And very bold, very colourful. I'm looking at this image over here of Existers, which is a lot of young men who look like they're probably from drama school.
Actually, this image was quite controversial when Gilbert and George first made it. Gilbert and George were accused of exploiting rent boys, but that's all a myth. These are actually young men who were either their friends or models that were being paid for posing for Gilbert and George. There's a very much dedication to the beauty of male youth, the vitality of youth.
Yeah, very colourful, so contrasting to the first room with the black and white film and photographs. Moving into the second room, very, very bright, vivid colours.
Yeah, you see Gilbert and George starting to use the kind of blood red colours in the 70s. And in the first gallery, we have the image Crusade, where we have a strong yellow-red contrast. And then here in the 80s, we really see them breaking loose when it comes to colour, having shocking pink and green, and using a silver leaf. And it was also interesting to install. Because of them working in this grid structure, you would put one image up at a time. And it wasn't before you had put all 24 frames up, you would have the complete picture. So there was this whole anticipation in almost recreating their work.
And we've got the images over here, Thirst and Hunger, which I'm not going to describe. People can see them for themselves. But they might be the kind of thing you'd see on a toilet wall. But I see they're dated 1982. Which is when AIDS was first being known about. And I think, you know, these are very political images because they're very, very graphic, very sexual, but there's definitely a response to a suppression of imagery around homosexuality in the face of the AIDS crisis.
Yes, and Gilbert and George did actually an exhibition where they donated all the works to the AIDS campaign, and they lost several of their dear friends to AIDS. So that was something very conscious to them. And they have chosen this very cartoonish style. They're not photographs, they are actually photograms, so they had worked with cutouts and projections. So they have this very kind of grotesque feel to them, but they were saying that was kind of the only way they could get away with showing that kind of explicit scenes in a museum context. But I think they're really important for the reason you just mentioned. And some people may forget that, just being shocked by what they see. But when you think of the history of homosexuality and it only being legalized in 68, these images are really, really important to tell the history of a group of people who haven't really been represented in the art world before then. Gilbert and George don't really want us to speak about homosexuality or homoeroticism. They want us to speak about sexuality and eroticism and speak about the universal element in and like the desire in all of us. But of course, not to see these images within the context of queerness and homosexuality would be strange.
So this image here, Fallen Leaves, from 1980, it stands out in contrast to the others, being in black and white.
It's one of the few images where Gilbert and George are not representing themselves, but a homeless person from their neighbourhood. It's a very striking, strong portrait where a homeless person who has scars or wounds in his face stares out at us, and we are confronted in a very like unavoidable way with the personality. And around him are leaves that almost have the texture of human skin. It's kind of like a vanitas image, reminding of us of the fragility of life, as well as exposing a real issue within British society.
And moving on to the third room here, images of Gilbert and George naked with their backs to us. They're holding their heads in their hands here. They're under the family tree over here. Quite confrontational images.
Yes, I guess so. I've been with them for so long that to me they aren't really confrontational any longer. But they're the first images, as I mentioned before, where Gilbert and George are shown naked. And I think it's really brave of them. These are from the early 90s. So Gilbert and George would have been around 50 years old, 50, 60 years old. So they are no longer in their youth. So it's like the middle-aged body. And I think it's really daring. These are the people we have seen all along in tweed suits being the English gentleman. And now they're going, exposing themselves and showing a vulnerability. And I think it's very transgressive and very daring that they as artists are doing something like this. And I like ending with in the shit from 1996, which is from their Fundamental Picture series, where we see them from behind standing on a mountain of fecal matter, looking kind of into the future, surrounded with enlarged microscopic images of bodily fluid on either side. But it's almost like a fairy tale image. And here they have really worked with basic taboos, and again showing their kind of vulnerable, aged bodies that aren't particularly beautiful, but still there is a sensitivity and beauty to the image itself, because of using these microscopic images, you almost don't notice the abjectness of what you're looking at. So they draw us in for the beauty, and then they somehow shock us when we realize what the content is and confront us with our own values and our own morality.
Well, there you go. If you consider Gilbert and George to be an abomination in the sight of God, this is not going to change your mind. Jenny Lund, Brighton Museum's curator of fine art, talking about the Gilbert and George exhibition, runs at Brighton Museum through to September the 2nd. And your top tip is taking proof of local residency with you. And then you get free entry into the museum. And then it's £3.50 into the Gilbert and George exhibition.
The Brighton Festival 2018. Radio Reverb. The only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival Hour.